All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Street Level Strategies. My name is Bobbi Jo Dallas, Customer Engagement Manager at Total Expert. And today I'm hanging out with Sean Daney, Business Development Manager and Loan Officer at Benchmark Mortgage. How are you doing today, Sean?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
You know, can't complain. It's a good day. So, and it's Friday. We're recording on a Friday. So I'm ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. The sun's shining. And, you know, I mentioned to you earlier, like I got in this seat in front of this camera less than 90 seconds ago. I think we had some technology issues at the office. And so I had to hustle back. But, you know, look, we're on and it's working. So things are looking up.
Can't complain. You know what? I feel like it's the days where you're really needing the Wi-Fi to work, where the Wi-Fi doesn't work. But you know what? We're all human. And that's what happens when we're on screen and living in a virtual world now. So well, we're glad you're here. And I'm glad everything worked out. But we got the next like 5-10 minutes to just chat through some stuff. So let's go ahead and get started. Why don't you start off by just giving the viewers a little background on who you are and your role at Benchmark. So I'll go ahead and let you take it away.
Sure. So it's probably a little different than maybe what you've heard if you've been talking to some of the other people on the advisory board. I landed in the mortgage business less than 2 years ago, but it's an interesting story. It's a long one, so I'm going to shorten it for you. But I had been in the marketing communications business for almost 23 years. And we ultimately sold our business back in 2019. And a lot of it was technology. You know, digital marketing was taking market share. All these things were happening. It just seemed like a good time to get out. And we did that just before COVID. And I mean, fortunately so, you know, talk about like good timing in a way. I don't know as a small business, you know, how well we would have weathered that storm, but it all worked out. It all worked out. And I'm out to dinner one night with Eric McCabe. He's our branch manager here at Benchmark. And I had been a client right out of school. My wife and I engaged. We were referred in, right, to Eric McCabe. No idea what we were doing. We knew we wanted to buy a home. We didn't want to rent. And Eric was, you know, a guy that was well known in the community and really gave us the guidance that we needed. You know, our family grew, you know, we went from, you know, the first HUD home that we bought to a little larger, older home, to a spec home, to a new construction. I did all these things, with Eric McCabe. So I had like a bit of an education in lending along the way. And when we sold the business, he's like, have you ever considered the mortgage business? We always look for good people. And there was a need for business development. And so here I am. Just about almost 2 years. 2 years in September will be. Amazing. September will be 2 years.
Amazing. And tell me a little bit more about like your business development role. What are you doing right now at Benchmark? And also that I love that, you know, you meet a loan officer, you have that relationship, you see that type of special relationship that you continue to go back to this loan officer.
You do.
Which is really cool, right? You've built that. And that probably, I mean, for me, that's the drive. And that's the cool part about this industry is that relationship that you can build. But tell us a little bit more about, you know, what are you doing? What's your day to day? You're also a loan officer. You're also doing business development. What does that look like?
Sure. So with my initial engagement when I got into the business was strictly on the business development side. Okay. You know, and at the time we have a number of LOs in our office. And so my job was to promote market Benchmark Mortgage in our branch here regionally, and to do the best that I can to kind of like generate leads within that space, mm-hmm. and then pair them with the appropriate loan officer on our team. And so I was casting a lot of wide nets, you know, and I was reaching out to every brokerage you can imagine to introduce myself. It was a bit of a hybrid role, and really just engaging with the community on a lot of different levels. Like we've been very event driven. We've done a lot of fundraising type things to support local charities. Yeah. And so I was really a boots on the ground guy, and it was going well, and I love that side of it. And then I was asked to maybe consider taking on, an originator role, as part of that, which I honestly would say is maybe a natural progression.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm not generally one to say no to things like that. And I did like the idea of continuing to nurture relationships. I think I'm a relationship builder at heart.
I was just going to say, I'm like, you are a relationship man. So I think that that was a very natural progression. And I'm actually going to just transition because that's a good segue to, we were talking earlier about, you know, you don't have to, you know, you can, originators are right, our main folks who are leveraging the platform, but also the fact that you as a business development manager are leveraging the platform as well. And you're seeing value and and how you're, you know, doing events and how you're leveraging some of our tools to maximize those leads. And so I love if we can just transition a little bit about, you know, how you're leveraging Total Expert today and what features of the platform that you're finding most useful today in your business.
Sure. So let me first preface this by saying that when I was introduced to Total Expert, and this came to me originally from the marketing team at Benchmark, started talking to me about you and your team, right? Hey, we're, you know, engaging with this Total Expert. I have had a lot of negative experience with a lot of other CRM platforms. I think I've mentioned this to you in the past.
That's a common thread, right? It's a common theme, right? CRM's hard.
CRMs can be challenging because a lot of times they're only as effective as the people that utilize them, right? And so like it's kind of like you get out what you put in type of situation with CRMs. But historically, and at least the ones that I've had some exposure to, and there's been some definitely recognizable names in that space, the platforms are cumbersome. They're not incredibly user-friendly, let's say. And because of it, I think, you know, guys like me that need to work in those spaces, we become frustrated and then we just move on and we don't utilize the platform. Yep. But early on with my initial engagements with Total Expert, it is very, very user-friendly. The support system within Benchmark and the Total Expert team has been great. So it makes a CRM system just that much more valuable from a user standpoint, right? Not this tremendous learning curve in terms of implementation and putting, you know, modules in play.
Oh yeah. I mean, I work with loan officers all the time and that's all I hear is it has to be easy and user-friendly. Otherwise they're not going to get in it. You're not going to get in it. Right. So that's the key. And one of the things that you were talking through was like events, right? So how do you leverage the tools that Total Expert offers for your event or the things that you're doing from a business development perspective?
Sure. So I love the lead capture apps.
Yeah.
And I have a whole list of things to share with you guys that I would really, you know, that I find what I would really like. But I love the lead capture apps because from the business development side early on, I really like to focus on the education side of things because it allows guys like me or LOs in general to engage with potential referral partners, existing referral partners in the community, right? Which, again, if in a referral-driven environment, you know, these are all the basis block, you know, building blocks of relationships. Yeah. So what's great about using these, the lead capture app specifically, is it helps me to capture the data of all the people that attend these events. And so anytime I have anything, whether it's a Zoom, you know, and I do a lot of virtual events as well, I try to do multiple a month. But everyone that I do, I attach to a lead capture app. And not only does it benefit me, but it benefits my referral partner who's also capturing the data. And then we work these leads together. You know, and that's a big part. And I'm sure we'll talk about this as we go sort of further down this conversation. But that's one of the big things for me is how I'm utilizing the platform to strengthen referral partner relationships.
Yeah, that's huge. When we talk about the power of a lead capture app and being able to co-market with your agents so that when someone fills out that lead capture app, and right away that lead is funneling into Total Expert and your agent also gets that. So that's a huge value prop to our agents to be able to say, hey, you know, I can set these up, you can set these up, and then we can collaborate on those leads instantly within platform. And your agents don't have to go anywhere, they don't have to do anything, but you can do that and offer that as a value prop to your agent. So
it's amazing. And I mean, I have referral partners now that are looking to utilize the platform for the CRM aspect of it. You know, it gives them access to functionality that they don't necessarily have in some instances. And in other instances, they do have CRMs that are too cumbersome.
Yes, exactly. I think that we find that too with agents is that it's either they have a in-house built CRM and it's too much, or it's they don't have one at all. And so it's that kind of middle ground that we see the real value in having the CRM and the tools available for agents as well, because you know, that's a huge thing for Total Expert is that co-marketing side. You know, our CEO and founder, Joe Wellew, he started in real estate. So he understands, and that's why we have that whole portal for agents, because we know the value of agent relationships and providing that value to them. So
sure.
It's huge. Okay. Well, let's do another one. So as we're talking about, you know, event registration and the platform and how you're leveraging it, talk to me a little bit about how this has helped, the platform has helped you grow your business and increase your revenue? Like, where are you seeing those day to day, the value add, the opportunities? How are you seeing that today?
Sure. So I think a key in growing your personal business is being efficient, right? And how you manage your time and how you manage your days. So there's a couple of things here. One that I didn't really allude to in our earlier conversations. I just want to say this now while it's top of mind. One thing that we don't do well, admittedly, or haven't done well, admittedly, and I would venture to say lots of organizations don't do well, is maintaining that consistent communication with past and previous clients, you know. And so Total Expert has created an avenue for us to not only improve it, but do it very, very well. So that's definitely one way, especially like on the benchmark side, we have these custom playbook journeys that we're going to be implementing that we believe is really going to take it to another level for us and for our team. But the other thing for me specifically, a big part of my value proposition is when I go out and I meet with potential referral partners, and I think I mentioned earlier, at the very beginning, I'm casting this wide, wide net. And then it's like, okay, well, now you're starting to originate loans. How can you be more efficient in doing that? So everything became a lot more specific and a lot more targeted. So I'm reaching out to top producers and I'm saying, hey, I understand that you're working with 2 to 3 lenders, people that you like. I have a big ask. You know, my ask is that I appreciate the one lead here and the one lead there. And I'm very grateful for those things. But I want all of the leads, right? And I know that it's a big ask, but here's how the relationship, if you agree, this is what I see transpiring. And that is obviously when I say all the leads, what I'm asking for is, hey, use A, B, or C, but please, before you make a decision, have a conversation with Sean. Just make sure you have a conversation with Sean. That's all I want, is the opportunity to have the conversation. Because I think if I speak to a potential client, 8 out of 10 times I'll get that client, right? So I just need to stage that conversation. But my proposition to them is, I'm going to help you grow your business. I come from a marketing and communications background. That is my skill set. You know, so like I'm originating on the day and that's fine. Right. But let's talk about you, right? As a potential referral partner, as a realtor, you know, what are some of the obstacles you see? How can I help you grow your business? And a lot of that is marketing support, which can take a tremendous amount of time, you know. But now with Total Expert, you know, I'm inviting people in. I'm explaining the co-branding opportunities within the platform. And by the way, that's a conversation, it's a face-to-face meeting as well. We're meeting over coffee. We're chatting. I'm showing them the platform and how it can work to their benefit. You know, all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is interesting. Like, this guy is interesting. The platform is interesting, you know, and it saves me a tremendous amount of time because I'm not having to create the materials that exist.
You are hitting like one of our top best practices at Total Expert as it pertains to co-marketing. It is, you know, we are really looking, we're sitting down face to face. I encourage originators, when they are wanting to really gain that referral partner business, they are getting face to face with those agents. And then you can have those educated conversations where you can say, look at this tool. Look how easy it is for me to invite you. You have your own portal. You have your pre-built library of materials that we can co-brand and do stuff together. And you can be that marketing help, that marketing support. And it's like delivering a birthday package to them, right? Like, here you go. I have this for you for free. And that is a value add for any originator or company to be able to say you have that. And it's free to agents, right? So I love that you're talking about it from a strategy, a loan officer strategy perspective of, you know, you can position yourself as, you know, hey, I'm the originator that you want to work with. And I have this to provide you with if you do business with me. So send me those leads, send me your business, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that you're getting, you know, face to face, because that is right now, that is extremely key as it comes to, you know, agent relationships and trying to get the business, because business is tight.
It is. And it's, you know, think about that. Like, there's so many options, you know, for the realtor, for the client. Like, there's lots of people to choose from, you know. So, you know, those that I think are gaining ground and capturing market share are those that are providing additional value. You have to find something that separates you from the other guy.
Yeah. And whether it be other, you know, vendor partners or things that you have, you know, hopefully Total Expert's that one for you. All into Total Experts, you can say and this is the value, but you're right. It's not going to get that business.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, this has been awesome talking. I just have one last question for you today.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites. And it's, what is one thing that you should continue doing moving forward and one thing you should stop? You can either answer professionally or personally.
Okay. All right. Okay. That listen, there's probably a long list of potential answers here. But I would say, again, which I, both of these points, I think go back to maybe something that I've already mentioned, yeah. but you know, these events, these smaller events, like I'm working on one right now, with, a local appraiser. And we're going to do a little workshop. It's going to be done via Zoom virtually. And I generally have 2 to 3 of these lined up, and they're smaller audiences. I've done Canva training for realtors. I do all these little things, that bring small groups together. And I think the key is I try to limit maybe 10 seats in this particular, room, for example. And, it allows you to have much more in-depth conversations than the larger scale room. It's a lot easier to get 10 people than it is to get 30. But I have found that the relationships that I've built that have come from these sessions are probably among my strongest. And again, it's about being efficient, right? I'm focusing my efforts on those top producers, bringing them in, trying to provide value, and it's been working. So I'm going to continue small, engaging events.
And as you said in the beginning, right, just to go back, it's a relationship business. So we don't need 25 people in a room where we can't have that, you know, in-depth conversation and actually get to know someone. Sure. Like 10 is a great number as we talk through in-person events, 10 is a great number, even less than that, right? Like offering these small workshops. And I love that you're talking about, you're not just going out to agents, you're also going out to different groups, whether it be like lawyers or whether it be different types of groups that you're trying to leverage relationships with. Mm-hmm. That if there's any originator on the call, like listening or viewing this video, it's in-person events right now. If you can line up one a month where you can, you know, handpick some of those people to really deepen the relationship and be that educational person, that is key right now. And so I love that you stress that, because we are stressing that, you know, hard right now, pushing that hard.
Yeah. Awesome. No, I believe in that. I mean, the education component of it, it's like a thought leadership strategy within your market segment. You know, people look to you because you're the one that's educating them. So yeah. What was the second part?
We started on a high note, but, now what is one thing that you think you should stop doing?
Okay. Yeah. So, I think it's something I would say I've already done, you know, and again, earlier on it was, casting wide nets.
Yep.
And you could certainly do that. And I think a lot of people tend to do it. And I think people tend to do it when the market gets challenging, right? Yep. Because you're like, you got to take more swings. You got to get out there. We got to get these deals. But I find that and have found that historically to be an ineffective strategy. You know what I mean? Hold to the strategy, stay focused, reach out to those top producers. And again, or any other referral source, right, that has the potential to build a relationship that can provide steady leads. Since I moved away from the broad net, and again, casting the broad net I'd get one or two leads here, one or two leads, but there was nothing that was consistent and steady. Hmm. You know, and it was, I think it's bold to make a big ask. You know, I want all the leads, right? But what happens there is when you get someone that says, yeah, I'm on board, I like that you're doing things differently, let's give this a shot.
Yeah.
That person might have only given me one. And now I get leads daily from these partnerships. Yeah. So, and the other thing too, is you're building those relationships with every win, every closing, it just gets stronger and stronger. And so the net gets bigger.
Yeah.
Even though, you know what I mean? Even though your focus is narrow.
Yeah. I think it's a common theme, right? When we get stressed or, you know, the market is getting tight and we automatically want to go just, okay, what big effort can I do? But, and you were saying like, okay, I'll get one lead here and there, but I want to say like, how sticky is that lead, right? Does that last for a little bit? And then it, you know, you get one or two here and there, but then if you can really say, okay, I'm going to focus on these 10 or these 5, or I've talked to originators and, you know, we create our A, B, and C list of folks, and you start with those A's and you go after them. You go hard on those, you know, that A-list, right? And then, but then as you've created actual relationships. So it's not this fleeting, you know, relationship that comes every once in a while, you get one here and there. It's a deep-seated relationship where you're really getting that business and they trust you and they know how you work.
They do. And let me say, I don't want to run too long, but let me say this. I think a big part of that, you know, and that real partnership is, you know, I keep all of the agents really looped in tight to all communication with our clients. And I do lots of video communication using like BombBomb platform, which integrates with Total Expert, in case anybody doesn't know. So, little plug. But in any case, right, I use BombBomb.
Yes.
80% of my email communications are video messages now. And I'm always copying the agent on it. And I'm always saying, you know, like, hey, great chatting with you today. Love that you're working with my good friend, Bobby Joe. She's an ace. Together as a team, like, we're hitting home runs for you. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. And they know that I'm supporting their business. They know that I'm, you know, sort of backing the statements that they make. And it makes a big difference.
Yeah, you've made a great point about keeping the agents in the loop, right? Agents love that. And they want to be informed. They want to know what's happening. And so if you can do that, and that's a power move. And honestly, I remember, Sean, the first email we ever had was a bomb buddy for you. And I literally lit up. I sent it to everyone. I'm like, look at this guy. Like, he's on video. Like, he's pumped. I love this. And so, I mean, if that could bring me a smile, like, I know that is a killer strategy that's working. So again, video, huge, a lot of top originators right now, whether it be BombBomb or another video service, you know, it's a great way. And again, you made a good point about, you know, adding in the agent, making sure that you are being consistent in that communication and they're aware and they know what you're doing as an originator and the value you're providing to their clients, because that makes them want to come back and work with you.
It does. It does. And by the way, with BombBomb, I like to make it very genuine. So when people are like, if I'm on the phone with a client at 9 o'clock at night and this happens, you know, I'm straight in my jams. You know what I mean? I'm like, listen, guys, please excuse my kitchen, you know, and my elf.
It's so real.
But it's real.
Yes.
It's real. And you know, it makes you approachable, accessible, all these things that are so valuable.
Yes. And you surely are. And I love that you said that. It's all about genuine creating your brand and just being yourself. It's so good. So good. Well, Sean, this has been so fun to talk to you.
It was fun. Thank you.
Yes. But thanks again for joining us. It's been such a good conversation. So appreciate you always.
Grateful for you.
Awesome. Thank you.